Welcome to the Talking Balls podcast, where a bunch of absolute clowns discuss all the ridiculousness happening in the world of sports. Brace yourself for a hilarious yet surprisingly informative ride. Just a heads up, the opinions shared here are solely our own and probably don't make any sense to normal people. Oh, and be prepared for some colorful language because, let's face it, we're keeping it real. And if you're a youngster, make sure to get permission from your mommy before diving into this madness. P.S. Please don't sue us. We're broke.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Talking Balls. I'm your host, Neil Adams, joined, as always, are my lovely co-hosts in Abby, Rob and Mark. How are you, folks?
Sweet to the beat, mate.
What a beat, mate.
You know what? See, whenever we did this yesterday and I asked how you were, Rob always says sweet to the beat, but he never said sweet to the beat yesterday.
Did I not?
It's sweet, mate.
Or sound as a pound.
Sound, so yeah. I was going to say sound.
Sound.
Yeah. Still wearing that same top from yesterday, though.
I know. Free work, mate. Why didn't I change into your uniform?
Oh, sorry. Did I forget to do this? My bad. Different day, isn't it?
I forgot to do that. 100%. You want to know me as well? See, yesterday I was really, really warm because I came home and the wife had the heating on and I ended up having to just throw on my jumper. So my cheeks were really, really red yesterday and it seemed to have, like, continued on to today.
Wee rosy.
Yeah. So my cheeks are still roasting.
I feel like I'm in Inception and I don't like it. Stop it.
Are you dreaming about him again, mate? Right?
Hey. Good
happens
one.
All the time, mate. You know what I mean? He's only human. God love him. So, guys, everybody all right? Rob's sweet to the beat. We're going to talk some more. Carries on from the week in the NFL. Do you want to really want to talk about?
What's that, mate?
Ever see that show, The Quarterback?
Yeah, it's a good show.
Oh, they're bringing out that receiver.
They're doing a receiver show.
Is that the QB1 one you're talking about, or?
No, it's a wide receiver one.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the quarterback one just to make sure I've actually seen it. So it's the one that follows Mahomes and to your cousins and someone else, isn't it? Or am I making that up?
Own it, mate. I knew this was going to happen. Am I making it up?
Just answer the fucking question.
It's actor cousins. It's Mario Mariota.
Mariota, cousins and...
Mario cousins. And Mahomes, yeah.
Mahomes.
So this one is going to be with Davante Adams, Justin Jefferson, Deebo Samuel, Amon Ra St. Brown, George Kittle, and that's it.
Two of those players was that for last season or this season?
No, this is the first season of it, mate.
How are they going to record it for this season?
No, but they could have recorded last season and be releasing it this year. You weren't specific enough.
That's what's going on, yeah. They recorded it's coming from soon. Last season, and it's coming out this year.
Okay, yeah. So thank you. So why did you try and change what I said to be wrong when it was right?
They can't record for a season that hasn't happened.
I'm well aware, which is why I said about this being for last season.
This is their first season as well, Rob.
The fact that two of those guys get injured during the season for quite a few
years. Oh, yeah, Justin Jefferson. Yeah, so you know what? See, to be fair.
He's got a point.
Yeah, he does have a point, but I want to see what Justin Jefferson going, what am I meant to do? I can't play.
Well, Holmes got injured as well in quarterback, and they talked about his recovery.
He played through his injury that season.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson definitely did.
They could have done
that.
It when Tay was at Green Bay a couple of seasons ago. You know, that would have been nice.
Who? Tay.
Tay.
Oh, look at me! I know him personally.
I have.
He's bestie.
I have his shirt in my cupboard.
Still living in the Green Bay glory days, are you?
I know. Back then.
At least we have glory days and we have the future ones to come. And
he has Seahawks. He's not the Jets.
Seahawks fan.
He yeah, started supporting the Seahawks whenever they were winning the Super Bowl. Oh, he was the last team that won the Super Bowl. I'm going to pick them as a team.
Still that's not how it happened, but we'll leave it. We'll just let you keep having that. That's, yeah. So you're going to change your team this year after the Jets are shite.
Be a glory exactly, because I may as well be like you, because you seem to be loving life with your team, whereas I'm not.
But my team didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, but they nearly did.
Oh, yeah. Nearly, that's yeah. good.
And
yeah.
then you go, and then look at him, look at his shirt and all he's wearing now. Mud Dogs, won the Bourbon Bowl.
I was going to ask who Mark supports, and then I remember that he cries over Kelce, so I could remember that.
No, he supports the Jets.
What? Mark doesn't.
It depends on how he's wearing. He has a soft Mark spot for the Vikings.
Does Mark support the Jets?
No, he doesn't. He has a soft spot for a lot of teams. His yeah, main team is the Jets because I bought him. More
players than teams.
So I made sure that he was a Jets fan.
No, that's because we were having a lock of beers at yours one night, and you were like, God, if I beat you, you have to be a Jets fan.
Yeah, and I beat you, Paul.
Yeah.
That's so disgusting.
And you're going to be raging next season when he changes to whatever team it is he's decided Packers. He's
wanted. Well, I've since lost Mark's that like part, chance, so they'll probably do well.
Mark's like a part-time Jets fan because you say he has a soft spot for who? The Vikings?
Vikings, yeah. Well,
Mark also has a soft spot for Jason Kelce's team, the Eagles, and he also has a soft spot for the Bengals.
But yeah, I did. I did, yeah.
Oh, do you not like the Bengals anymore?
Well, I really enjoyed the way Joe Mixon used to play. He's not with the Bengals anymore.
He's gone to the Texans.
He's away to the Texans.
Yeah.
Are you going to be a Texans fan now? Because they're getting new jerseys.
Yeah. I could be.
And they're on the up a bit, really, aren't they, when you look at what they're doing. So.
I don't know. Can we, if we're talking about teams on the up, guys.
Oh, here we go. Here we
what
go.
What about them goddamn Jets signing Mike Williams?
So did this happen 45 minutes ago or did it happen yesterday? And I don't know. Am I still in a dream?
This happened yesterday, mate.
Leave a dream.
This only happened yesterday.
Okay, cool. Just so we're clear.
You know? Yeah. So all smokes and mirrors, guys. But yeah. What about Mike Williams signing with the Jets? That's a fucking awesome wide receiver too.
Congratulations.
Discuss, guys, how great the Jets are going
to
be.
Did we not say a few episodes ago that the Jets are a team that people go to retire?
Mm-hmm.
True.
I think we did.
I said that about quarterbacks. I didn't say about players.
I don't know. I think that's a slippery slope, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree with Mark.
I don't know.
I think I'm
bullying you, Neil, to be honest.
Look. I'm all right with it, but I'm not going to take it from a mother fluffing Jets fan.
Yeah, it's not going to make the Jets any worse having Mike Williams there.
Mm.
Okay. That's an up.
In 2025, Neil will no longer be a Jets fan.
Look, I am so excited this year. The Jets,
hit the button.
I don't have it. What button?
Oh, yes, the button.
The good call button.
I don't have it.
You do. You can change the border. You know, you
give
can
us
do
a
that.
Dun 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 then.
Dun dun dun. No,
there we go. Call.
Here, Neil. Can I just point another thing out though? You forgot to put the background music on again.
Bastard.
It's fine though.
Dun dun dun. Dun.
You're better than the actual
Neil.
But no, guys. Look. We got a great O-line now, too. We got Tyrone Smith. We've got, Moses. Morgan Moses. We've got that other fella from the Ravens. I can't remember his name offhand. I think it's Robinson. We've got Pittman as our center. We have Elijah Vera-Tucker. We are now going to draft your man. I don't know his name fully, but I'm just going to call him Max Parr. Because that's what I think it is. And I'm near sure it's like Max Bars. But I'm going to call him Max Parr. And he's
I'm
one of the best
players I can't see
the division, in the draft. We're going to have drafted him. And we're going to have a great tight end with Mike Williams, Garrett Wilson. And then we've got Breece Hall. Look.
And Zach Wilson.
Who? Zach Wilson isn't going to be playing for the
Zach
goddamn
Zach Wilson might be going to the bloody 49ers. That's coming around on the little mill.
They just want all the Jets rejects as their backup, don't they? Like, Sam Darnold.
The Jets rejects.
Imagine taking
so
the Jets
whole team
rejects.
They want the whole team there.
Oh, what?
Sorry.
Give an Aaron Rodgers jersey. Do you have an Aaron Rodgers jersey?
Well, yeah, he's just, look at him now. I won't mention some of the comments he's made lately, so.
Get rid of your Mike Williams jersey then as well.
Mike Williams played for the Chargers.
You do have a Chargers jersey, do you not?
It's on my wall now, though, so I can't wear it. It obviously Justin Herbert.
Neil.
Fair enough.
Yes.
When I mention this one, are you ready with your dun 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 button?
Oh wait.
Are you ready for it?
Go.
So the big news of the week, Justin Fields to the Steelers.
Dun dun dun.
Finally.
Yeah, if we could get all of our cameras for that to go in unison, that'd be fucking cool.
That would be pretty cool, like, yeah.
I love it. What?
I don't understand it because they just signed Russell Wilson, but then I kind of do.
He's going to be second to him, isn't he?
They got rid of the rest of their QBs. They had like 12 at one point, didn't they?
Yeah, but I don't understand it because, like, that 100% means they're going to get rid of Russell Wilson next year.
I don't know, because Fields wanted to go to the Steelers. And I know the Bears got offered better money for him to go elsewhere. Yeah, but that's where he wanted to go. And I think he's just going to be... I know he's going to be backup, but I don't know. Maybe they're just going
to... How long is Wilson's contract? Do we know?
It's only a year. One year, 1.2 million.
Yeah. 1 year under Russell Wilson wouldn't do Justin Fields too bad.
But that's the thing. Like, so Russell Wilson knows he's either going to be there 1 year, or Justin Fields is going to show that he's not good enough and Russell Wilson is going to be signed on. He's going to end up backup or maybe somewhere else. But it just I don't get it, but I kind of do. But if it works out the way everybody wants it going to work, they're going to find out that Justin Fields is a baller. He'll learn under Russell Wilson and then next year he'll be the starter. But then where does Russell Wilson go? Or Russell Wilson is just going to show everybody that... See, I don't understand why Justin Fields didn't go to the Raiders.
True, yeah. The Raiders is a good landing spot for any QB that, you know, can scramble, like Wilson can or Justin Fields can at the minute. So, yeah, I don't understand why he's not there either.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, get him down to the Oakland Raiders.
The Oakland Raiders? They moved to Vegas.
I'm too used to that. I'm far too used to that. Anyway, fine.
No, so, and for, what was it, a sixth round pick? A sixth round pick for Justin Fields. I would have given up that there for them to hide behind Rodgers for a couple of years. Like,
true.
For a sixth round pick.
I don't think there's anyone that you know in the NFL that wouldn't take a chance on Justin Fields for just a sixth round pick.
100%. That's what Abby was saying. You know, like, there was better offers elsewhere, but he made it known to the Bears that he wanted to go to the Steelers and they wanted to do right by him because they were obviously dirty joking him. So they were like, oh, we'll do right by you because we are going to, we're going to draft Caleb Williams and that's just it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to be a starter next season. We're taking the rookie.
So here, there you go. We'll let you go to that place. Enjoy. Have a good time.
You know, I hope he thrives. I do hope he thrives somewhere else because I don't think it's the right environment. I'm obviously probably again biased. I don't think he's in the right environment or has been. I don't think he's where he could thrive. Be the best player he could be. It's like Jordan Love didn't really, I don't, you know, as a until he was a starter, Jordan Love didn't really thrive, did he? So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
How many years was he behind Rodgers? Was it two or three?
Was it two or I was going to say two or three. I don't know.
I think it was three. I think this is his fourth year. Was he not drafted the same time as like?
I can't remember. It's two or three now. That's kind of annoying. But
yeah, was he not drafted the same time as Zach Wilson?
Not yet.
And Trevor Lawrence.
Let me try and search very quickly.
See, this is partly the reason why I think fantasy or getting into fantasy is a horrible way of starting to learn players in the NFL because I fucking hate Fields.
He was
I fucking hate you for taking Fields.
2020.
He just had a bad season. Like it was so
3 years. 3 years going in his fourth. You talk Fields. That's your own fucking fault because you fucking tried to dirty Joe me. Because you knew I wanted Fields.
Karma. Yeah,
bullshit. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Did I hear, sorry to change subject so rapidly, but did I hear someone talk about Josh Dobbs earlier on?
No, mate.
Yeah, yes, you did. Did you? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure with this.
Oh.
Yeah, the way to the 49ers.
Yes, yeah, he is away to the 49ers, and
Zach Wilson's going to
go there too.
Well,
Josh, I like Josh Dobbs. He's a good backup. He's a good scrambler. You can't fault him as a good backup. But Zach Wilson going to the 49ers, I don't understand why they would make that move.
Is that actually? It's not confirmed, is it? It's just one of. Is it just?
No, it's not.
Rumor
no,
it, mill, isn't it? I think.
Yeah.
At the moment.
I think he'll end up at the Cardinals. Zach Wilson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. I'll be a wee backup to your wee fella.
So say, do you think Kyler Murray's staying there, or is he moving? Or?
Well, here's Zach Wilson's not going to fucking absorb Kyler Murray.
No, but I mean, true, but he might want to go elsewhere because the Cardinals aren't exactly a good franchise at the minute, are they?
Zach Wilson's not exactly a good quarterback at the moment, is he?
I think he's asking about Kyler. Do you reckon Kyler would stay there?
Oh, Kyler's staying there, like.
Yeah.
Although, another thing that's happened is, and you know what? I probably should have, because I was watching Hollywood Brown on Twitch, like, literally last week, and I was talking away to him, and he was playing Madden as the Chiefs. And I was like, you're playing Madden as the Chiefs. What's that all about? Like, you're not a fucking Cardinals fucking player. Oh yeah, no, I'm just playing with some of my guys. Like, and then next thing, Hollywood Brown signs with the Chiefs. So yeah, maybe Carol Baskins knew about that and didn't say anything.
You like that, don't you, Carol Baskins? That's a
I don't like saying bad words. I try my best not to say bad words.
That's funny, because you get one person in front of your children.
Fluff and basket. That's what I'm saying. Well, you were there at the time whenever I was, you were doing all the jump scares on me. whenever I used to stream. Games.
Steps on your foot in a bar.
What? Did you step my foot in a bar?
You
didn't step on my foot.
You didn't step on your foot. What was it? He bumped into you?
No, the fluffer frigging comes up to me and I get served before him and he goes, whoa, 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 there's a fucking cute dickhead. And then I kind of like went, excuse me, mister. That's not very nice.
Is that exactly how you said it? Or how did you
Yes, that's exactly the way I said it.
I know you well enough
to know that that's not how you said it.
I was going to say, cheeks are going a little bit more pink. I think he's telling a porky car.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember.
Obviously, because you know you got blackout drunk, and I had to say sober for Super Bowl night, which was
I didn't
horrendous.
Get blackout drunk.
I landed at the bar, and I just seen like these little pair of feet dangling from the fucking the bar, and he was just swearing at this guy's face. I went over to put my hand on him. He was like, "You all right?" He was like, "Now you don't tell me, whoa, 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 dickhead."
I did not. I literally said to this gentleman, excuse me, sir, that's not how you speak to somebody.
maybe
you should learn some manners, you know? And that was that's exactly how I went down, Mark. I do not know where all these curse words and things like that there came about, because that's not me. Yeah.
As long as someone doesn't say whoa, 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 or hit a golf ball near you, no swear words.
The guy nearly hit me with a golf ball, Mark.
Anywho.
That's sore. That would be sore.
Neil doesn't swear.
Yeah.
Fair.
But yeah. No. So, the Browns are extending Jerry Jeudy.
I was going to change the subject for you there too, but I was going to
talk
about
that. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? You're usually the autistic one that does change the subject pretty good, and you take your time there. Like,
cool. Thanks. Well, I wanted to get
Mark. You're gagging up on Rob for his autism.
I've got fucking autism.
I do.
Undiagnosed.
You're definitely diagnosed, like.
By you and Google.
Yeah, and we've diagnosed you with IBS too.
Funny. Thanks.
Autism and IBS. Jesus, what a team.
The perfect combo.
Yes. Perfect combo.
I was going to bring up Chase Young now going to the Saints, like, but there we are.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah, he's getting 13 million guaranteed. What the Phantom Menace? This guy's a lazy basket.
He's obviously got the talent to play, and somebody wants to get it out of him, but whether or not they can get the attitude right is the other one.
I don't know. I think he needs a better coach than friggin' Havers. Not the Saints to do that.
Bill Belichick. You know what
I mean? He's not at the Saints.
I know. But he's a good coach. Defensive coach too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good old Bill.
I hope he does well, because, you know what I mean, he had so much potential. Like, I mean, I think he went like third or something in the draft that time he was drafted, because he did have that much potential. So it would be nice to see him do something. Obviously, not with the Saints, like, because I can't see the Saints being a good team for a while, like, you know. So the Browns are extending Jerry Jeudy. I don't get that, considering Jerry Jeudy hasn't done very much in his career.
I certainly didn't do much fucking last year.
Yeah. Did you have Jerry Jeudy in your fantasy team, mate?
Did you have him in your fantasy team, mate?
Ugh. I hate that
isn't
guy.
He extending him, but isn't he going from the Broncos to the Browns?
He went. Yeah, the Browns are extending Jerry Jeudy, even though they've just traded for him.
Yeah.
From the Broncos.
Yeah.
And so now they're extending him without even seeing if he's any use yet.
That's what I got confused then. Sorry, my brain just went.
So why? I don't understand why you would extend somebody's contract before seeing what they could do.
See the amount they're paying him as well.
Let me see.
I don't know.
3-year contract worth 58 million. That's nearly 60 or 20 million a year for Jerry Jeudy.
Bargain.
Yeah, so he's guaranteed 15.4 million a year.
41 million guaranteed. Jesus Christ, you don't even need to be able to catch a ball in the NFL to get a good contract.
That's why I have hope.
Yeah,
that's why I have hope.
Exactly. You can just go into the Eagles and go, I have to wear the hat on.
I'm
not retired anymore, lads. Put me in.
Neil, you missed my interception on Sunday, mate. I did it again. Big one handed grab. Right, Mark, it was stolen the mark, too.
Yeah, he caught a flat ball with one hand.
Wasn't
what are you
flat,
doing? What do you mean?
Sorry, man, I couldn't catch the fucker.
Why were you even trying to catch balls?
We were playing flag at the end for the last half hour, and the last blow of the game was a big deep ball to Mark, and I, over the top of him, one-handed, bang.
Was not nothing like that, actually.
It was still a pretty good catch. It was a pretty good catch.
Away with that.
Ball,
I was impressed.
And he cut in front of me.
Did you pull your hamstring doing it?
No, he didn't. You know what? He was as graceful as Bambi on ice.
Like a gazelle. As graceful as a gazelle.
So, yeah, what about Kenny Pickett to the Eagles?
Yes, he can. Kenny Pickett.
Probably throw a pick.
Yeah. What did he go for again? Was that not another sixth-round pick or something?
Oh, God. You're asking me you're asking me all these details that I don't know. I just know the basics. Rob, you're the stat man.
No, Mark's the stat man.
Stat man.
Mark's the stat man. Don't tar me with that brush.
Yeah, so just look, the Eagles trading for Kenny Pickett. Steelers expected a trade for Kenny Pickett. That's about it.
Oh, so they haven't given any numbers yet.
They haven't given anything yet. But yeah, so apparently the Steelers traded him for whatever the fluff anyone would give for him, because apparently he was a bit of a ball bag whenever they signed Russell Wilson. Apparently he was like, he was not a happy bunny. He was like, what are you at? You know what I mean?
Well, can you blame him?
But was there not a thing during the season where he wouldn't even suit up as a third stringer? Because they were like, no, you said you can be the third string because you're just coming off an injury. And he wouldn't even suit up as a third stringer. No, I'm not suiting up for third string.
That would make sense why they
did
kind of go.
Yeah, so he already had that bratish thing going on there. And then as soon as Russell Wilson was signed, it was like he didn't take it well at all. So the rumors are, you know, the rumor mills and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But
so then
apparently
you can't
really
blame
it well
them,
at all. Yeah.
But
yet Justin Fields, who I think is a far better quarterback, is happy enough to sit behind Russell Wilson and learn from him.
Yeah. Let's be honest, Kenny Pickett just isn't good enough starting the NFL at the minute.
So Kenny Pickett, instead of sitting behind Russell Wilson, one of the all-time greatest quarterbacks, is now sitting behind Jalen Hurts, who's basically Justin Fields in disguise.
Justin Fields but fumbles the ball more.
So, and what about our Jimmy G?
Oh.
Jimmy G's away to the Rams, man.
Yeah. I didn't see that. I don't know. I didn't see him staying with the Raiders, but I didn't see it.
I think that's Garoppolo.
Or as my sister said for the first time, Garoppolo, and I was nearly sick.
Garoppolo? Maybe it is.
Huh?
Maybe it is. It's like potato with potato.
Sorry, my thing's like falling down. I'm falling.
So he's got a 1 year deal with the Rams. The Rams always seem to have like a wee fancy backup. Last year they had Carson Wentz. The year before that they had Baker Mayfield. They always seem to have a weird, good quarterback. Oh my God, Abby, you're putting this all off.
I'm sorry. I didn't fall on the
floor. I don't know if you're falling over or not.
Right, I'm just going to hold it because it's like literally going to fall. It's just slowly sinking.
You have one of them camera stand thingies.
Yeah, but I don't know what's happening. It just keeps falling. It just keeps slowly like going.
Aaron Darnold has retired.
Oh yeah, I love the picture of him when I think I put it into the Talking Balls chat. It was just like son to dad. How good was Aaron Donald? And then there's just pictures of him being triple teamed and quadruple teamed and things like that.
Yeah.
Mammoth.
Yeah.
What? 10 years in a row, 10 Pro Bowls, Defense Player of the Year 4 times.
Legend.
Yeah.
What a player.
If you had a pick between him and JJ Watt, who would you pick?
I knew that's where you were going with this, you know. I'd have to go with Donald, just out of pure longevity. JJ Watt, yes, fantastic when he was on, but he got injured quite a bit this season, in his career. So
That's another reason why it surprised me, Rob, to be fair, because he was never injured.
Never really, no. No serious injuries in
it. Yeah, so like you thought he had a good couple of more seasons into him, like.
Yeah. I think he's doing it now before he gets that, was it CT or something? That head injury
concussion.
Thing.
Yeah. CTE, is it? Is it CTE?
Something like that, yeah.
Has he always been
early.
The Rams?
Yeah.
111 sacks on the career.
I know.
Yep. And he's average, just over 10 a year. 11 a year, I suppose.
Quick math.
Or
Robert, a resident mathematician.
He's also, he had a couple of seasons where he had over 20 as well on a road, did he not? Mark, if you're looking at it there.
No, I'm just came across one of the posts. He got 543 tackles in his career. What's the math on that, Rob?
11.
What was it?
That's what I'm going with. I don't know how many games he plays. I can't work that out.
Guys, so I just want to ask you a couple of wee questions here, just to for my own enjoyment, basically.
Right.
Do you think Sam Darnold's going to be the starter of the Vikings this year?
Who else is QB there? I don't know.
Nobody better than Sam Darnold.
Well then, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe, because there is a lot of mock drafts going about, that the Vikings are going to move up to fourth and take a quarterback?
Do you think they start a rookie quarterback?
Over Sam Darnold?
That's what I'm asking you.
I don't think.
Possibly. Depends what who they get.
Yeah, exactly.
If they were to go into the season with Sam Darnold as a starter, I don't think they'll be able to keep Justin Jefferson for the whole season. I think he'd want to move on if that was the case. And he's their best player. So I think they should probably move up in the draft.
Justin Jefferson's apparently being touted to the Bengals.
Oh, really? Oh, Jesus.
And I think that's because...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Because of Chase Young and Justin Jefferson used to play together in LSU.
Right.
So they're, like, trying to be besties. And they're all, like, messaging each other on Twitter. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Look how that went with Devontae going to the Raiders. Didn't work out, did it?
What did he go there for?
Who did he go there? He went there for. He went there for some. It was QB before.
Kobe Myers. Oh.
No, it's Jimmy. Jimmy G.
No, it wasn't Jimmy G. Was it? Was it Jimmy? I don't think it was Jimmy G.
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
Jimmy G was the quarterback when. When.
Yes, that was it. It was Carr. That was it. Rob's right. It was yeah.
Derek Carr, mm-hmm. And then Derek Carr got traded that year. Did he not? Whenever Devontae went.
It went really well.
It didn't go well at all. No. Yeah.
Exactly.
You said that Chase Young wants to play with Justin Jefferson, but Chase Young's at the Saints. But Jefferson might be going to the Bengals.
Who did I say? Chase Young?
Yeah.
Who? What do you call him? Lamar Chase?
Jamar Chase? Yeah.
Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
Did I not say that?
No, you said
I've had
Chase
too
Young,
many right? beers, guys. I'm on my fifth beer here, like, and I'm just loving life right now.
That's what it is. That's what the cheeks is. It's beer cheeks.
It's the beverages. Anyway.
My beer's empty now, and it makes me upset.
Me? Mine's is nearly empty. That's why I'm trying to zip on it. Like it's a nice.
My hand's about to fall off.
It's a nice Pinot Noir, you know. Then just put it on your table or something.
There's no. There's
up against
nothing,
a pint glass, Abby.
Honestly, there's nothing in reach.
Sorry, we'll get you strong muscles. Sorry, make sure you're strong for next year's flag season. Whenever you're over here, you can be our wide receiver. On the Adam Jets flag team. She didn't say no. That means she's going to play for us. Rob, you've got a wide receiver.
I'm not doing anything with flag. I shall play. That's it.
Well, then, Abby, you can be head coach.
Okay.
Fucking absolute headache that it was. Anyway, go ahead. What else? Talk about?
Fucking flag, man. Jesus Christ. It's not like it was a headache.
I don't envy you being the chairman of the Jets, mate. Put it that way. Eric.
Yeah, it is pretty headachey. What were we talking about?
You had questions.
You had questions for us. She asked us about Sam Darnold being a starter at the Vikings.
And you had another one.
You had another one, so.
Oh, God. Who do you think is going to be starter of the Broncos?
Not going to lie, no idea.
They have two shit quarterbacks right now. And no picks and no
money.
Who
do they have?
Stidham. He used to be at the Raiders, and then they signed him to back up Russell last year, and so he's still there.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't even have, because they actually did all right, because Russell started balling out in the second half of the season last year, and then they decided to bench him for the last two games. Because he wouldn't take a injury pay cut thingy. And now they have Stidham and some other random fella.
So they don't have the bench QB in the draft.
They don't have a great
pick.
How long did I see if Broncos actually have a pick in the first round? Because I'm near sure they traded away half their picks to fucking Seahawks for Russell Wilson.
I'll go with the other random fellow then.
The other random.
Don't know his name, but I'll go with the other random.
Broncos draft picks. Full list of the Denver Broncos. Oh, so they've round one. They have pick 12. So they could.
Yeah, they could still get a few. Maybe.
Now there is a good couple of quarterbacks, but I think they'll all be gone by the time pick 12 comes. Like.
I mean, there'll be somebody, won't there, potentially?
There will be somebody. It all depends who that is.
The other quarterback's called Ben DiNucci or something like that. Never heard of him in my life.
Yeah, let's go with him then. I'm going with him.
Yeah. QB. You're going with him?
What was that name again, Rob?
I don't know how to... DiNucci, is it? DiNucci's probably more accurate than DiNucci.
I think you're the one reading it, man.
D-I-N-U-C-C-I.
D-I-N-G-O.
That was on an advert, wasn't it? Cracker.
He has the series ever played. He has played 3 games and never won a game.
So there is a quarterback that I seen during the combine that looked pretty damn good. And
was it Caleb Williams?
No, because he didn't do the combine, man. Remember?
He
was too good for it. That I think might fall to him. Joe Milton the third. Milton, yeah. And I remembered it because it sort of sounded like Joe Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Milton, and he has a cannon from Army, reminds me a wee bit of what do you call him, Richardson, that went to the Colts from last year. That he just has a pure cannon from the arm by, and it's so accurate. And I just think that they'll maybe pick him up.
Was that the fella throwing the 70-yard pass
on
the streak? Yeah. Okay, I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah, Joe Milton, just what an arm by.
Just went to the Colts as well.
Who went to the Colts?
Let's see, who else did I see? Oh, Flacco went to the Colts.
Yeah. Are we backing up Richardson? Yeah.
He's there to steal another paycheck for season.
That boy does. He does good. He makes a he makes a living. That boy. He's a good lad.
He made a pretty good living when he was a starter, and now he's making a good living as a
backup. You know where he was? He was at his shittest.
The year he won the Super Bowl.
The goddamn Jets.
Really?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Fluffer destroyed my life, and then goes on to the Browns and takes them to the playoffs. A fluffer.
Well, to be fair,
football, the Jets.
Sean Watson did most of the work. He just cut him over the line.
Sean Watson played four games. You know they had four quarterbacks that year? And they all got injured.
Last year?
Last year, yeah. Sean Watson got injured after like three or four games. And then they played, is it TJ something? Then he got injured. And then there was another guy called Johnson. And he got absolutely knocked the fluff out one game. And couldn't play again. And then they had to sign Flacco. And then Flacco came in and just showed them how it was done.
So what you're saying is that the Browns had a fit squad, you know, without Nick Chubb and all getting injured, they probably would have done a lot better.
Perhaps, yeah. Well, yeah.
It's a so prospect.
They have they brought in Jameis Winston to back up Deshaun Watson. And they also brought in Huntley as well from the Ravens. Who Huntley's not a freaking quarterback that we sniffed that too. What? Abby go!
Hi, Abby.
She obviously heard her phone.
It must have.
Jesus,
what's going on now? What's the filter over the top of us there?
Well, you like, it's my frames. I have frames.
Recently.
Oh, right, okay. Ah, fair enough.
Well, here, guys. I think with Abby leaving, that should be us. Ready to rock and roll. That's enough for us for an hour a week, because I need a pee.
And so, 5 beers will do that to you, mate.
Yeah. So the 5 beers have worked their magic. And Jets, it's been an absolute pleasure talking ball with you again. And we'll see you next week for a bit more talking balls as the closer to the draft we get. Bye.
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 Nice. See you later, guys. See you next week.
Sweet to the beat, mate. Bye.
Sweet to the beat.